Yes, yebazi bwenyebana bakatonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Muriyo mutya mulinyera mukama wafe Yesu.
How are you in our Lord Jesus Christ?
Twongera okubaniriza mukubirawo kwa mukama.
We move to welcome you in the presence of God.
Ngayongera okutukiriza Isaya 8:17.
And he moves to fulfill Isaiah 48:17.
Ntinze mukama abayigiriza okugasa.
That I am the Lord who teach you how to profit.
Era abalage kubulimba mukwatamu.
And who show you the way you have to go.
Wewawo tuze eri olusozi lwa mukama olutukuvu.
Yes, we've come to the holy mountain of God. To move on, teach us. As he promised Micah chapter 4, that we shall flock to go on his mountain to be taught by God. And as we've met the Holy Spirit as today, as the promise of our Lord Jesus is in the John 14, Verse 26. He said, when the Spirit will come, he will remind us all, and he will teach us all.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
We thank the Lord, his God the Father, together with his word, our Lord Jesus Christ, together with the Holy Spirit, who have helped us up to today. They move on, always send us army of angels to move serve unto us and to minister together with us to fulfill Hebrews chapter 1 verse 13 and 14, even Revelations 22 verse 7 to 9, angels are spirits sent to go minister as those who serve in hell, and their meet servants together with us as today. Praise Jesus
much.
I am by name and voice
Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Diman and a Bible reader, Teacher Jacob. We love you all in the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. And we wish you life
to
reaching eternal life and the goodness of God. We base in this ministry of the full knowledge of God and to move rich unto you. Part 7, portion C, of God's highest ways, which manifests his marvelous works, or you call it ministry ethics.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we are still moving on to see, as we unseal the righteous thoughts of God, the Holy Scriptures, passing through God's seven highest ways.
They are
the seven spirits of God to be able to manifest God's marvelous works.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And as we've come proclaiming that all the Holy Scriptures
are
the thoughts of God in the Holy Book of God, the book, the Bible, they were passed through seven spirits in being manifested unto us, and they are put upon them seven seals to say they were spoken in wisdom, spoken in understanding, spoken in counsel, and they spoke in the power, and they spoke in the knowledge, and they were spoken in fear of the Lord, and they
were
spoken through the Spirit of the Lord, and they appeared as spirit unto us because they are spoken in the seven spirits of God. But when we unseal them, you can immediately understand and you hear what is told to you, even to see them from far, and you know them though you're not nearing to them. Praise Jesus much. Yesterday, We wind it up as we unsealed two spirits. We unsealed all the scriptures, the thoughts of God, which pass through the spirit of wisdom. Praise Jesus much. Where we understood that there is no any other pure wisdom except that in the word of God. If you reject the wisdom in the word of God, there is no wisdom that you have. Because the pure wisdom of God, it can show you foundations of things right from the beginning and the end. We heard of in the Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 8, up to 9. All those be able to understand them. And we moved on unsealed on the Holy Scriptures, the thoughts of God, which passed under spirit of understanding, spirit of understanding of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we saw that all the Holy Scriptures, they pass through spirit of understanding, and they were given the order, call it rhythm or principle, preaching and teaching the word of God.
Four
and above commands, 2-4 and above verses from the Old and the New Testament, all different books making up the Bible. According that we saw Isaiah 28, verse 9, up to 13. If a person has not been able to preach like that, he cannot give us understanding of God. We saw that all those we made like that, even God when he was creating heaven and earth, still in the same order of command by command, command by command, scripture by scripture, scripture by scripture. Here a little and there a little.
It's
the order he used to create the entire heavens and the earth with all their fullness. That is where when he was writing of them, he wrote of them like that to be able to understand. Now we want to move on to unseal the thoughts of God, the Holy Scriptures, which pass through the third way of the Lord, the spirit of counsel of God,
division,
third division of the Holy Spirit in His fullness.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. We began to pass the brief of them. Because there where we start the God's heavenly government on the earth, and its central government,
department
in the eighth department of God's heavenly government on the earth, department of Holy Spirit in His fullness. We gave you detail of these seven spirits as we unseal them to see the scriptures and the responsibility of these seven spirits. Praise Jesus much. So we want to appear today,
move on
to unseal the thoughts of God, the Holy Scriptures, which we
are
passed through the third way of the Lord, the spirit of counsel of God, the third division of the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus, man. But as we've come hearing that all the scriptures, they were purified seven times according to Psalms chapter 12 and the verse 6, he says like this:
Zaburi esule ye 12 n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Psalms chapter 12 verse 6.
Ebigambo bya Mukama bye bigambo birongofu. Nga feza egezebwa mu kyoto ku nsi, erongosebwa emirundi omusanvu.
The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tested in a furnace of earth, purified 7 times.
Yes, you have been
praise Jesus much. The words of God, the thoughts of God, the holy scriptures in the holy book of God, they are pure words. Because they were purified 7 times.
As
silver purified in the fire 7 times. It's to say that the words of God, the thoughts of God, the holy scriptures, they were passed through 7 spirits to manifest to us, passing through the Holy Spirit and the holy angels together with the holy servants of God, as we came see from the beginning. And we saw the came from the God who is, the God who was, the God is going to be, as they pass through 7 spirits of God. According to Revelation chapter 1, and the verse 4, and he says like this, Revelation chapter 1, verse 4,
Yokana, eriye kanisa omusanvu ezomu Asia, ekisa kiberenga namwe n'emirembe ebiveriyo yabaawo era yabaawo era jjo kubaawo era ebiveriyo emyoyo omusanvu egiri mu maaso g'entebe ye.
John, to the 7 churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the 7 spirits who are before his throne. Yes.
For
they come from the God who is, he was, and is going to be.
They pass
through 7 spirits which are before his throne. In those 7 spirits, where there is even the spirit of counsel.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because he speaks of them in the Isaiah 11. Verse 2. And he says like this. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2.
N'omwoyo gwa Mukama gulibeera ku ye. Omwoyo gw'amagezi n'okutegeera. Omwoyo gw'okuteesa n'amaanyi. Omwoyo gw'okumanya n'okutya Mukama.
And the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. So we see there is the spirit of the Lord, the spirit of wisdom,
who
just unsealed to see scriptures which pass through spirit of wisdom, the responsibility of spirit of wisdom. Then we next see spirit of understanding. See scriptures where they pass through spirit of understanding and responsibility of spirit of understanding. Now still we want to move on to see scriptures which were passed under spirit of counsel and responsibility of spirit of counsel. The truth is like this. All the scriptures, they passed under spirit of counsel. But there are those specific which point to show us the spirit of counsel, how it works. Praise Jesus
Christ.
So in our first point, now the spirit of counsel,
it
most reveals us scriptures which shows the times and seasons, measurements, measurements of all things in the heavens and the earth. It's usually called the spirit of prophecy.
Because
he's there to show us things which were, which are,
even
those coming.
And
God in there is where he spoke all his holy thoughts, the holy scriptures. In the holy book of God.
That
he must show us things which were, which are, even those to come. That is why the spirit of counsel, at the same time you find it's called the spirit of prophecy.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. When you read in the Ecclesiastes, chapter 3 verses 1, he speaks like this. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verses 1.
Buli kintu kiriko entuuko yaakyo.
To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Everything in the entire heavens and the earth has its seasoning. And see everything in the heavens and earth, they
attach
upon them words which have to have their timings. I don't know whether you've heard well what Ecclesiastes has said. Ecclesiastes 3:1 is saying, let us repeat you here. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verses 1.
Buli kintu kiriko entuuko yaakyo.
To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Praise Jesus much. Everything in the entire heavens and the earth, it has its seasons. But it was attached on a word which can indicate for us the times and the seasons.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That is why in the spirit of counsel, it is where God marks things which were, those which are, even those going to come. Any person who serves God, even that a child of God, whoever becomes a son of God, becomes a servant of God.
He must
have been filled with the spirit of counsel.
For in being
filled with the spirit of counsel, you were unsealed on the holy scriptures. And you know the times and seasons through which they were spoken. The times and seasons they speak of. Even the times and seasons of their fulfillment. That's why when he was writing in this book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 19, he speaks saying like this. Revelations chapter 1 verses
19.
Write the things which you have seen, and the things which you are, and the things which shall be hereafter. He told him,
know
when God was writing up his righteous thoughts, the holy scriptures, passing through the seven ways. This third way of the spirit of counsel, the third division of the Holy Spirit in his fullness, they are responsible to prove God has not left out anything. When you read Revelations 1 verse 19, God must have written things which were, those which are, even those to come, that God will be great in counsel. that God will hold counsel you can't argue against. Cannot argue against his counsel for one reason. According to his counsel in the Holy Scriptures, he wrote of those which were, those which are, even those to come.
It
comes to pass that in the Proverbs 21, verse 30, and it says like this. Proverbs chapter 21, verse
30.
There is no wisdom, no understanding, no counsel against the Lord. Yes. There is no wisdom. Because we saw when you rejected wisdom in the word of God, you do not have wisdom.
It is
if you reject the word of God, do
you
not have any other wisdom you will speak to contend with that of God?
There
is no understanding. If you cannot speak as God in the rhythm of his words,
through
four and above commands,
two,
four and above verses from the Old and New Testament, all the books, speaking of the books, the Bible, you can speak with other understanding that fights the understanding of God.
Now,
when he said still there is no counsel, that can argue against that of God.
But
the counsel that God took according to his righteous thoughts, the Holy Scriptures, in the Holy Book of God, he counseled, spoke of things which were, spoke of those which are,
even
those to come.
And there is
no any other counsel. So in the spirit of counsel, where God passed scriptures
still,
that he can speak things which were, things which are, even those going to come. That's why he warned us, Ecclesiastes 1. And he said like this.
Okay,
Ecclesiastes chapter
1,
verse
9.
Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verses 9.
Echaliwo chechinabangawo. Neche chakolibwa chechinakolibwanga. Sata wali chintu chijja wansi w'enjuba.
The thing that has been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done, and there is no new thing under the sun. Yes. Unto the Lord there is nothing you can say that this is new. Because God knows things which were, which are, even those coming. Why Bible was written once and it was done.
When he
decided to make it in the different prophets,
the
priest said no one should add in it.
Because
already understood all and he wrote them down all. You will check things which where he wrote them. In those which are today. That's why people ask in the world. That even Bible spoke of things which are today. Bible is the one spoke things which are today. But God is the one who spoke of things which are today. And he spoke even of things to come.
As he
speaks his thoughts as he sees them. For it's God who was, who is, and who is to be.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
he has great ability. At the end of all, under spirit of counsel,
it's
called the spirit of prophecy. The spirit of prophecy, if you have him, you have the testimony of Christ, you have the thoughts of God, you have the scriptures of God, which show things which were, which are, even those coming. Any person is a prophet of God. To differentiate him from a diviner. A prophet should know things which were, which are, even those going to come. And the prophets of God speak in that situation. They can tell you in things which were, which are today. And he shows you things to come.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus Christ. Let's first finish in the Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter
1,
verse
10.
Is there anything of which it may be said, see, this is new, it has been already of old time, which was before us? Verse
11.
There is no remembrance of former things, neither shall there be any remembrance of things that are to come with those that shall come after. Yes. The children of men, they do not have that. To remember those which were, which are, even those going to come. But God put book Bible as a book of remembrance. That all he must have spoken of them. Which were, which are, even those going to come. And
he
tells us the end of things. So I told you already that people who have the thoughts of God, the Holy Scriptures, which come from the Holy Book of God, they are one who can appear the rightful prophets of the living God, because they can speak things which were, as they bring light of the word of God on them, and they speak those which are, and they bring light of the word of God which explains, they explain to us things to come, even beyond our later days.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
And they also bring testimony of the word of God according to Revelation chapter
19
in the verse 10. And he says like this. Revelation chapter
19
verses
10. Nimuddu munno era w'omubaganda bo abalina okutegeeza kwa Yesu. Sinza Katonda. Kubanga okutegeeza kwa Yesu gwe mwoyo gw'obunnabbi.
And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, see, you do it not. I am your fellow servant and of your brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. If you have the testimony of Christ, they are the righteous thoughts of God, the Holy Scriptures. You have the spirit of prophecy within you, and you differ from a diviner. For a diviner, he divinates about daily food, and he divinates on things which end on this world. Yet even on this world, he doesn't know in things which were, which are today, he does not understand them well. Even those to come on this world ahead, he doesn't know them. But many times they divinate things of just the moment, because they are diviners which have demons on them, and they have demons which divinate. But when it comes to prophets, the spirit of counsel of God, holds the testimony of Christ, the words of God, the thoughts of God, the Holy Scriptures. He speaks in those which were in the heavens and the earth, even above all the heavens. He can speak in those which are today, on this earth, in the entire heavens, even above all the heavens, at the beginning of the
earth.
And he can speak the things to come on this earth,
Muguriona,
the entire heavens,
ne waguru we guru,
even above the heavens,
and he
speaks things to come.
Then
he gives upon light of the word of God.
For
it is what holds the perfected castle of the thoughts of God.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus
much.
Those points we saw in the heavenly government of God on earth.
Division department
in the eighth department of the Holy Spirit in his fullness on the earth.
Yeah,
the seven spirits of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Most you can go and get them from there. But we want to see in our second point under the spirit of counsel. Passing through the spirit of counsel of God in the creation of heavens and earth in their fullness. God measured everything within them. And he spoke of it in his righteous thoughts, the holy scriptures. I've spoken like this. And still pass through the spirit of counsel in the creation of heavens and earth in their fullness. God measured everything within them and he spoke of them in his righteous thoughts, the holy scriptures, as he speaks in the Isaiah chapter 40 verse 12 to 15, and he says like this. Isaiah chapter 40 from verse 12.
Ani yali ageza amazi mu kibatu kye napime guru noluta nagatefufu eyokunsi mu kigera napime esozi mu minzani n'obusozi mu kipima.
Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand and measured out the heaven with the span and known the dust of the earth in a measure and weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance?
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. Passing through spirit of counsel,
God
measured all the waters that in the earth, in different seas, and he measured all waters in the entire heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Passing the spirit of counsel, he measured the mountains,
agomusi,
those of the world, even the entire heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Everything within them he moved to measure them.
All
those he did them under spirit of counsel, the spirit of measurement, the spirit of prophecy.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. God measured and even wrote down everything of the measurements of things in heavens and earth, as he moves to tell us in the Isaiah 40 verses 13. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 13.
Ani yali alungamiza omwoyo gwa Mukama?
Who has directed the spirit of the Lord? Oh, being his counselor, has taught him. No other counselor he had. You know God the Father.
It's
together with his word. It is Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit. And these three agree in one because they came from one. They worked under the spirit of counsel and they knew in those which were, even those meant to be there, even those going to be there.
It
all we are measured and attached to them times and seasons of them. Everything, there's nothing you will say that unto God it just happens without his knowledge. And even his prophets, when they are in the world and they are real prophets, there is nothing which can happen and is not told them of it. Because they must have the spirit of prophecy. They must be like Abraham at least. And they are righteous. And they say words.
I
cannot do this thing without telling it to Abraham. How shall he have spirit of prophecy?
And
indeed, I don't speak this to him.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But it's true. Speaks this that he does not do anything without telling his prophets. Let us read, we hear.
Amos chapter 3
and the verse
7.
Surely the Lord God will do nothing unless he reveals his secret unto his servants, the prophets. Yes. Because all things in the heavens and earth, passing through spirit of counsel, they were created when they were measured. And they put upon them times and seasons. In those which were, those which were to be, those which were, those which are, even those going to be, and they were written down. God to send and we are rightful prophets on the earth. He must be able to tell us of these secrets. Yes. That we can appear when we know things. You have the spirit of counsel of God. You can search out all things. At least you go inquire from the Lord. And you tell him under spirit of counsel, I want to know those will happen when. What I speak, they are scriptures. Daniel 12, he told the Lord, those when and which time will they happen? All those he was asking them under spirit of counsel. Those measurement of all things in the heavens and earth, even their seasons. They were made and measured under spirit of counsel. If you inquire from the Lord, never inquire from outside the spirit of counsel. Yes. According to Daniel, let's read there, we see. Daniel chapter 12, verses 8.
Nendio kanjogera ti ayi mukama wange.
And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? Yes. You know, anytime you're going to inquire from the Lord, never go when you've already decided. Because you do not know seasons and the measurements of things within heavens and earth. But always go when you've gone to take counsel with God. You ask in him those which were, even those to come. For many people, they hold onto Isaiah 45, verse 11. God said concerning the works of his hands and the works of his hands, even his offspring, inquire from me and command me. You are going to command him what? Read me Isaiah, we see. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 11.
Omutukuvu wa Isirayiri. Ero mukozi we, timumbuze ebigambe bigenda okujja. Ebyabatabani bange, nebyo omulimu gw'engalo zange mundagire.
Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his Maker, ask me of the things to come, concerning my sons and concerning the works of my hands, you command me. Yes. Concerning the works of his hands, those to come, you ask him. Concerning all his works, even concerning his sons. But God, you cannot ask from him until within you there is spirit of prophecy. And then he answers you. That's why in the John chapter 15, verse 7, he says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you ask all that you need, it will be done for you. That is John 15 verse 7.
Now
because if you abide in him, it is what is abiding in us. We have those which were. I can ask him in his thoughts, he spoke through those which were. I can ask him in his thoughts, he spoke through those which are today.
I
can ask him in those who spoke on those things to come. And
I wish to
command him, Lord, you who said this, why not answer us? Answer as you told us. Now many read the scripture in the Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18 that now come we reason together.
And
you think you have what you to reason with God. God, you can't reason with him till you reason with him within his thoughts.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
man.
That's why not all you go to reason with him that you are answered. Many times we reason with him passing through prayer. If you pray and his words are not in you, you may not be even answered. God is nothing new, you can take counsel about him.
For
what you take up and things which were, he spoke of them long back. In those which are today, he spoke of them. In those to come, he spoke of them. Now what you have to do, you get the mindset of God in your life, the Holy Scriptures. For
his
peace and he said that we have the mind of God. Yes. They are the Holy Scriptures.
So,
I'm not much on that issue. For most we spoke of them the other time. But you, what you have to know, that still through spirit of counsel, right at creation of the entire heavens and the earth, even their fullness, everything in there was measured, attached on it the times and seasons. And is nothing new. Everything God knows how it's going to be. That's why when he finished the Isaiah 40, verse 14, it tells us this. Isaiah 40, verse 14.
Anigo yali ateseza na ye bigambo. Era ni yali amuyigiriza, namutegeza mukubo eriyomusango. Namunyenyolo okumanya, namulage kubo eriyokutegeera.
With whom took ye counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him in the path of justice, and taught him knowledge, and showed to him the way of understanding? Verse 15.
Laba, amawanga galinge tondo eriri munsuwa. Eraba balibwange fufuge eriri muminzani. Laba, astulebizinga nge chintu ekitone nnyo.
Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and they count and are counted as the small dust of the balance. Behold, it takes up the isles as fine dust. Yes. Don't you see planets? We see it as this very heavy. Nations upon it. He sees it as a drop of water in the bucket. You, what you call big. Because this is where people go into wars.
And
the other says he has a big amen. And God says they don't even amount to a drop. Their army does not even amount to a drop of water before God. Now you get the drop of water, put it there and squeeze it with your finger. If all nations and the people within them,
this
us as a drop of water, scattering us, it's very easy. The islands in them, he lifts them as nothing. That's why when you fall into the water, in the sea, you see as if you've fallen in a big thing. But he sees you are on a leaf as a drop of water falls off a leaf. He sees you're right at the dry lands.
Yet you are
drinking water you see your son, and you deny the Lord from there. And you tell him, even here, your hand will guide me. If you want me unclothed from here, let me unclothe. If you want me get back to the dry land, send a shark to take me there. Because I do not know how to swim, perhaps. You don't need God, there's nothing big here. According to spirit of counsel. For
it's
the spirit that spoke words through that will it be spoken. The spirit of God is limited. You cannot measure him. He can be in things which were, those which are, and those coming. You cannot restrict him. Praise Jesus much. So most of that we heard it last time. I want to go to our third point. That still through spirit of counsel is when we know when God is calling the first and the last. Yes. When we know God, when he's called the first, the beginning and the end. First and the last.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We know when God is called the first and the last.
Whom
we know as Alpha and Omega. The beginning and the end. All those are what are above the heavens. Before creation happened. Because there is where we call the beginning. Praise Jesus much. So we usually hear in this book of Revelation.
Okay,
let's begin with Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 48, verses 12. He says like
this.
Isaiah chapter 48, verses 12.
Mpuliriza gwe Yakobo, na Isirayiri gwe nayita, nze nzuyo, nzo woluberebelye, era nzo wekomerero.
Hearken unto me, O Jacob, and Israel, my called. I am he, I am the first. I am also the last. Yes. When is he called the first? And he is the last. What you know as Alpha and Omega.
And
the beginning and the end. All those they are called him when he is above the heavens. Before creation happened. Spirit of counsel of seasons and times is the one who tells us those. In the Isaiah 44 and the verse 6, he speaks this on the same issue. Isaiah chapter 44, verse
6. Mukama weje ntinze ndi wa rubereberye era nze ndi wa nkomerero.
Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first, and I am the last, and besides me, there is no God. Yes. Him is the first. He is the last. He is the Alpha. He is the Omega. The beginning and the end. Those are spoken of him when we've gone above the heavens.
The
spirit of counsel is one who shows them to us.
And
one who read that scripture does not know spirit of counsel. To show him when he's called those.
That's
the word you have in your ears and you do not know it.
And you
speak it in your mouth but not in understanding. Praise Jesus much. Because in Revelations 1 verse 8 he speaks this on that issue. Revelations chapter 1 verse 8.
Zendi Alpha ne Omega. Bwayogera Mukama Katonda. Abawo, ereya bawo, erajjo kubawo.
I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty.
He,
yes. Those, as I told you of, that God bases above the heavens and he sees through all the heavens and earth which are today. Right above the heavens, Ephesians 4 verse 10 speaks of it. That is where he is called those words. Because we hear in the Ephesians 4, in the verse 6, as he says this, Ephesians chapter 4 verse 6.
Katonda omu kitawe wa bonna ali waguru wa bonna aita mu byonna era ali ne mumwe.
One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Yes,
Katonda omu,
one God, Father of all,
ali waguru wa
byonna above all. Above all,
in
verse 10, they tell us when you pass through all the heavens. Let's read Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 4, verse
10.
He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. Yes. He passed through all the heavens. When you pass through all the heavens, you have gone at the beginning. That we read in Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. In the beginning God created heaven and earth.
It
means all the long that we call the first and the last.
Alpha and Omega.
Alpha and Omega. The beginning and the end. That God is called it when he is above the heavens. Before creation happened, at the beginning. Praise Jesus much. Expect that we've moved on, be enlightened in it. Most of those we got explained of them the other time. But our next point, it says that still through spirit of counsel, we can know when God is called the one who was. The one who is, and the one who is going to come. Who is to come?
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Because
we hear most in the Revelations 1 verse 4. And he says like this. Revelations chapter 1 verse 4.
Yokana, Echisa, Chiverenga namwe, nemirembe. Ebiveriyo yabawo ere yabawo era jokubawo era ebiveriyo emyoyo musambo giri masogentebeye.
John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne. Yes. When God is called one who was, and one is he called the one who is, and when he is called the one who is to come. But we remember that God is called the one who was when he is above all the heavens at the beginning and the end. Where he bases to see through all the heavens and earth. According to Job chapter 28, verse 23 to 24, and it says like this. Job chapter 28, verse 23. God understands its way and he knows its place. Verse 24. For he looks to the ends of the earth and sees under the whole heaven. Praise Jesus much. God is called the one who was when he is above all the heavens. at the beginning and the end, where he
begins
to see through all the heavens and earth which are. And God is called the God who is, when he makes up heavens and earth which are today. Because heaven and the earth which are today, they make up the fullness of God, who is known as the Word, the Son, Jesus Christ. That's why you see in Colossians chapter 1, verse 19, up to 20, he speaks like this. Colossians chapter 1, verse 19. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Verse
20.
And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things under himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. Yes. God is called the God who is passing through God the Word,
who
we know as the Son Christ Jesus. He makes up things which are in the heavens and the earth.
It's
when he's called God who is. Know that these words, you will never read them again and they confuse you. Because the Spirit of God will be telling you what they say. And where? You will be in the mirror of the Word of God, in the binoculars of the Word of God.
If
you read the Word, you see what it speaks. Praise Jesus much. God is called the one who is to come, when we've gone back above all the heavens, when the heavens and earth which are, and they have passed away, and we see the new heavens and the new earth. God is called the one who is to come, when we've gone back above the heavens, when heavens and earth which are today, they have passed away, and we see the new heavens and the new earth. They are found above the heavens.
That's
why always we hear the new heavens, yet it is the same, the one. Now what we tell you is this, that God is called the God who is to come. Still when we've gone back to above the heavens, when heavens and earth which are today, when they have passed away, and we see the entire new heavens and the new earth, those found above the heavens. Yes. Means you'll be reading as you see everything. Because he speaks in Revelations chapter 21, and the verse 1, as he says this. Revelations chapter 21, verse
1.
And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Yes.
And
I saw the new heavens and the new earth, because heavens and earth which are they had passed away. Remember the entire heavens and the earth which are today. When you pass through them and proceed on, you've moved above the heavens. And when they pass away, we've still gone back to above the heavens. Yes. That's why do not be worried always. If you read that here, they say we are going to heaven. This is where I read and they say heaven and earth which are they are going to pass away. That is the preacher of God, the preacher of the gospel. He must be able to know this. The spirit of Castle is in him and he explains everything the way it is. For in the 2 Peter chapter 3, he said that we know this heaven is going to pass away. We wait for the new heavens where righteousness dwells. Let us read, we hear.
Petero ekyokubiri esula eyokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'ebbiri.
2 Peter chapter 3 verses 12.
Nga musuubira nga mwegomba nnyo olunaku lwa Katonda okutuuka olisaanuusisa eggulu nga lyokebwa n'ebintu byamu ne bisebengerera olw'ebbugumu eringi.
For the eyes, 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 13.
12. Petero ekyokubiri esula eyokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'ebbiri.
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 12.
Nga musuubira nga mwegomba nnyo olunaku lwa Katonda okutuuka olulisaanuusisa eggulu nga lyokebwa n'ebintu byamu ne bisebengerera olw'ebbugumu eringi.
Looking for the hastening unto the coming of the day of God, in which the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Verse 13.
Naye nga bwe yasuubiza, tusuubira eggulu erijja n'ensi empya, obutuukirivu mwe butuula.
Nevertheless, we according to his promise, look for the new heavens and the new earth in which dwelleth righteousness. Yes. Entire heavens and earth which are today, they are to pass away with fire. But right above the heavens, there are a new heavens and a new earth, where God is called the one who is to come.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Any person who is serving God, as we usually see in God's highest ways, which manifests his marvelous works,
must
be able to know all the things. Because you may be preaching a gospel to someone out there, that you be saved, that you go to heaven. When you read the word that heaven and earth are going to pass away, what are you going to tell him? We go in which one else? If you tell him after this has been dissolved, God will create another. Then he will ask you, we shall be where in that moment?
Yes,
it's Jesus Christ. But you must be able to know
that
when they speak of God who was, they speak above the heavens before creation happened, at the beginning and the end. When they speak of God who is, speak of God the one whom we call the Son, Jesus Christ,
whom
are things in the heavens and earth which are today. When they speak of God who is to come, then we've gone back to above the heavens in the Father, there where we find new heavens and a new earth. After heaven and earth which are, they have passed away, and we see the new heavens and the new earth. You must be able to know God whom you worship and you praise, that is the God who was where? Above all the heavens. He was where? Above all the heavens. When they say God who was, they tell you he was where? He was where? Above the heavens, at the beginning and the end. That is the Father. Ephesians 4 verse 6 speaks of him, that one God, Father of all, who is above all. He is the one we are up to. When you said the God who is, it must be God who is. But who is that one? Him is the Word, whom we know as the Son, Jesus Christ.
He told us
Matthew 28:18,
I've
been given power in heavens and earth.
In
him are things in heavens and earth. Colossians 1:19-20 has spoken of him. When we speak of God who is to come, and we've gone to above the heavens.
When
heavens and earth which are today have passed away,
we
see the new heavens and the new earth. There is where God has come back as the God who is to come. Right there we've gone back to the Father. Spoken of that without holiness no one will see him. For in the new heavens and the new earth, righteousness dwells there. Himself is the righteousness which dwells there. He is the Holy One.
You
know, the Spirit of counsel can show you everything and each where it is. You know God in all the levels. Someone can fall on you.
Asks
you, God, your God, he was there. Where? It means we have the one who is, who is the God who was, who is, and who is to come. If you understand it, little understanding says this. May it be the one who was before we existed in the eras of our fathers. Now he is there when we too today we are existing. And he shall be there when our grandchildren too they have come. That's the very little level of understanding. After he will be there, when our grandchildren will be there, in our grandchildren, he will be what?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Those are understanding which goes far in the Lord. In the spirit of counsel of the Lord, the spirit of times and seasons, the spirit of measurements, you reach no God in every angle.
It's
nothing you tell me of God which is new. I know him the way he was. I know him the way he is. I know him the way he is to come. You can deceive me of what on him. That's why a servant of God, you must be knowing that. Then you preach to people the rightful God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Then as we wind up of the spirit of counsel, and still through the spirit of counsel, we know when God is called the God
who is everlasting.
Yes. We know God when he's called the everlasting God. When you've gone beyond above all the heavens. When you've gone beyond the new heavens and the new earth, you've gone to the everlasting of God. And when we read in the Psalms 90, verses 1 to 2, he speaks this. Psalms chapter 90, from verse 1.
Mukama, gowali kifo kyaffe eky'okutuulamu.
Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Verse
2.
Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Yes. It means when we go to the everlasting, we've gone beyond what we speak of above the heavens. For above the heavens show us the beginning and the end.
It
shows God is the beginning and the end. But God has a word, another on him, that the everlasting. Right from the everlasting to everlasting. He is God. There it exceeds the beginning. It no more has the beginning. And when we read, in God's heavenly government on the earth,
department
in the eighth department of Holy Spirit in His fullness, when we studied of the spirit of counsel, we saw the everlasting of God, and we saw in the Proverbs 8 verse 22 downwards, right there in the everlasting is where He began His word within Him. The Holy Spirit within him, and they are still one, and they are not gotten out from the one to make up the three, as we hear of it, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus, man. So, but in our sixth point, all those who are revealed under the third group of the angels, all those were revealed and they are fulfilled by the third group of the angels, which is led by the archangel of the measurements, Angel Raphael,
or
the angel Tigris, who has the third bowl of the wrath of God and is commanded by angel holding the third trumpet. On the seven angels who have the seven trumpets of God. Praise Jesus much. So this angel of measurements is one spoken of Revelation 6 in the verse 5. And he says like this, Revelations chapter 6, verse 5.
Bwe yabembula akabonero akokusatu, ne mpulira ekiramu ekyokusatu, nga kyogera nti, jangu olabe. Nendaba, era laba, embalasi enzirugavu, ne yali atuddeko ng'alina ekigera mukono gwe.
And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, come and see. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse, in that sat on it had a pair of balances in his hands. That is the angel of measurements, known as angel Raphael,
Tigris,
meaning the angel of measurements.
It
is spoken of in Zechariah chapter 2, verses 1 and 2.
It's
the angel of provisions, on the angels, the doctors, concerning the healthy and measuring it, to adding on life, the life of the body. Don't know you've ever dreamt angels treating you, the doctors,
when
you dream doctors working, operating you, and you wake up in the day and you're totally healed. They come from these angels of measurements. Let's read in Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 2 from verse 1. I lifted up my eyes again and looked, and behold, a man with a measuring line in his hand. Verse
2. Nangambanti okugera Yerusalemi ndabo obugazi bwacho bwe buli.
Then said I, where go you? And he said unto me, to measure Jerusalem, to see what is its breadth and what is its length. Yes.
He's
the angel of measurements you hear. The angels who provide for us here. Things we need. Who can measure.
They
know prophecy, times and seasons of them. The angels, the doctors.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Eranga bagena maso nokukola nafu abakwate kigambo cha
Katonda. And they move on work with us who keep the word of the book of the Lord.
Eraba ino moyo wobo
na. And who have the spirit of prophecy.
Tubura banga mukubikulire sura ya 11.
That is why in the Revelations 11.
Malaika ona asubulukua mo kupima mu.
This angel can give you even to measure by yourself.
Ngabura bawano.
As you see here.
Ukubikulire sura ya 11 n'olunyiriri olusoka.
Revelations chapter 11 verse 1.
Nempebwa olumuli olufanana ng'omuggo. Malaika nga yogera nti golokoka ogere yekalu ya Katonda n'ekyoto n'abasinzizaamu.
And there was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood saying, rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and them that worship therein. Yes. We can walk with them straight. As the priests of God. Under the priest who has the third trumpet.
And
we can fulfill all the scriptures. To preach the times and the seasons. And there was in Israel an entire clan. Those who knew the times and seasons of things. And they
walked
straight with the armies of this angel. Praise Jesus. But most of those we saw them, I went to head on to the fourth spirit, the spirit of might. Praise Jesus much.
So,
as we unseal the thoughts of God, the holy scriptures, which were passed through the fourth way, the fourth way of God, the spirit of might,
the
fourth division of the Holy Spirit in his fullness.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But our first point it says that the spirit of might, he revealeth the power which is in the word of God. He reveals the power which is in the word of God to uproot and destroy whatsoever God never built, even to build the counsel of God by power.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. I've told you like this, that passing this through the spirit of might, the spirit of might, he reveals the power which is in the words to uproot whatever God never planted. Yes, uproot whatever God never built and planted, even to plant the counsel of God by force.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That is why he usually tell us in the 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 4 and 5, and he says like this,
1
Corinthians chapter 2 verse 4,
n'ekigambo kyange n'okubulira kwange tebyabanga mu bigambo by'amagezi ebisenda senda ebinyonyolwa mu magezi ag'obuntu wabula
and my word and my preaching were not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Yes. Our preaching does not appear in the words of human wisdom and enticing words, but in demonstrating of the Spirit and power. There is a power which is in the words. Now the word of God was passed through the spirit of power to be able to see that it is fulfilled, that it goes back till it is accomplished that it was sent for, as we read of it in the Isaiah 55 verses 10 to 11, and it says like this, Isaiah chapter 55 verses
10. nebiwa omusize ensigo n'omuli ebyokulya.
For as the rain cometh down and snow from heaven, and returneth not there, but waters the earth, and makes it bring forth and buds, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Verse 11.
Bwe kitabo kinaabanga ekigambo kyange ekiva mu kamwa kange tekiridde gye ndi nga kyereere, naye kirikola ekyo kye njagala era kiriraba omukisa mu ekyo kye nakitumira.
So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It will not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I send it. Yes. Passing through spirit of might. Now he attached power on the word. That of the Holy Spirit. With the armies of angels. And they have to do all possible to be fulfilled. And to be able that it breaks away everything God never spoke. All the lies to destroy them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That is why we told mostly in the Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 4:20. Explained that the kingdom of God is not in the words, but in power. That we, what we see as scriptures, they hold much power in them. Us who are revealed of them. And you speak them and they work to fulfill.
Abakolisi ekisooka esuula eyokuna n'olunyiriri olw'amakumi abiri.
1 Corinthians 4:20.
Kubanga obwakabaka bwa Katonda tebuli mu bigambo wabula mu maanyi.
For the kingdom of God is not in words but in power. Yes.
Si bigambo bugambo ebyogerwa
by'abantu. Mere words spoken like of human beings.
Omanyi waliwo ebigambo.
You know there are words.
Byogerwa bakabaka b'omusi n'abakulembeze.
Spoken of kings of the world and the leaders.
Ne bateekawo okukola kwonna okusoboka obituukiriza.
And they attach their all form of work to fulfill them.
Kabaka president yagambi.
The king, the president said.
Ne bakola nnyo bituukiriza.
And they work tirelessly to accomplish, fulfill them.
Naye ekigambo kya Katonda.
But the word of God.
Ebirowoozo bya Katonda.
The thoughts of God.
Ebyandiko ebitukufu.
The holy scriptures.
Mwoyo yennyini awedde
emirimu. It is a real spirit.
Era bw'obibikkulirwa.
And when you get revealed of them.
Biba birabikira mwoyo w'amaanyi n'etandika okutuukirira.
Appear in the spirit of might and they begin to be fulfilled.
N'atandika okugamba mwoyo kana mukaga nkaga musatu.
Tell you in the John 6:63.
Agamba bw'ati.
And he says like this.
Yokana esuula ey'omukaaga n'olunyiriri olw'enkaaga musatu.
John 6:63.
Omwoyo gwe guleeta obulamu, omubiri teguliko kye gugasa. Ebigambo bye mbagambye gwe mwoyo bwe bulamu.
It is the spirit that gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Yes.
Abiteekamu omwoyo w'amaanyi.
Put in them the spirit of might.
Bw'omala okubibikkulirwa nga tokyasoma nnyukuta zino.
After you revealed them and you no more read these letters.
N'omanya kati nsoma mwoyo wa Mukama.
And you know now I read the spirit of the Lord.
Ebigambo bino biri mu maanyi.
These words are in power.
Era ogenda okulaba okutuukirira kwabyo.
And you're going to see their fulfillment.
Naye gwe bw'oba okyasoma ennyukuta
obunyukuta. You are still reading me a letter.
Ng'ogamba nti Isaiah yawandiika.
And you say Isaiah wrote down.
Amaanyi g'ebyandikwa bino gakubula.
The power of these scriptures you don't taste of it.
Naye bw'otandika okubisoma nga mwoyo.
If you begin to read them and they are spirit.
Amaanyi gaabyo gavaayo.
Their power manifests.
Kubanga byonna byayisibwa mu mwoyo w'amaanyi.
All were passed through the spirit of mind.
Nga biteekwa okutuukirira.
They have to be fulfilled.
Bitatuukirira ku mulembe
gwo bituukira
ku mulembe
gw'abaddakubanga
naye eri ab'omulembe ababikkuliddwabibeera byabwe n'okutuukirira
bituukirira
bw'oba gw'okyasoma nnyukuta nga tonabibikkulirwa nti mwoyo.
If you read later, you not reveal their spirits.
Okusinziira ku byatulabula mu Bakolinso ekisooka ssatu.
According to what he warns us in the first Corinthians 3.
Agamba nti ffe tetuweereza nnyukuta.
And he said we do not serve the letter.
Naye omwoyo.
But the spirits.
Abakolinso ekyokubiri essuula ey'okusatu
2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6.
Era yatuyinzisa ng'abaweereza b'endagaano empya, si baweereza bannukuta, wabula ab'omwoyo, kubanga ennukuta etta, naye omwoyo guleeta obulamu.
Who also has made us able ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the spirit. For the letter kills, but the spirit gives life. Yes. If you've been reading them as the letter, what you have to know of the Bible is this. Bible is not written as the letters written in the books of the world. The letter you see behind it, there is a spirit in there. As you minister the spirit of might in these words, you're going to see their fulfillment. Many times people have read the Bible and they see things do not be fulfilled, don't come to pass. Because them, they don't read the spirit of might in the scriptures. They read the letter.
It won't
kill them, for they don't see how it gets to be fulfilled. Many keep abandoning Bible, they say Bible. No. What it speaks is not what it does.
As 2
Corinthians 3, the verse 6, if you still serve the letter, you're going to die more.
Because
the Bible you see does not progress on, the Bible does not come to pass, for you serve in the letter. Enter John 6:63. That the words I say, they are spirits. They are alive. You enter in the power which is in the word. It will have
come.
You will work together. Because you've been revealed that this is spirit. When I speak, it fulfills. Even armies of angels, they are spirits. They are there to fulfill these words which are spirits. Deuteronomy 29:29. The sacred things belong to God. Though you have the Bible on this earth, if you still read the letter,
be
revealed the scriptures are spirit and their power, they are still of the Lord. They are not yet yours. So you're holding that Bible, they are not yet become yours. For what is revealed is what is ours, and our children to doing them. Now, how are you to do them? You're not revealed them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That's why we failed to uproot what God never to cancel.
The
cancel of God before it reveals the scriptures.
Though
you see the vile people in the world, you can do nothing on them. You can do nothing.
But if
there be revealed the power in the world,
the
all scriptures pass the spirit of power, they have to be fulfilled.
We
begin to speak them as they happen. And you wonder. Fulfill Jeremiah 1, verse 10. God has said to you, they have uprooted whatever he never planted. Everything never planted until cancel. That is not what is in the scriptures. Those who work outside is cancel. When you stand in the counsel of God, you uproot them. Let's read Jeremiah we hear. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 10.
Leero nkutaddewo okuba omukulu w'amawanga era ow'amatwale ga bakabaka okusimbula n'okumenya n'okuzikiriza n'okusuula okuzimba n'okusimba.
See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. You hear what he said? He sets you before the nations. going to uproot whatever God never planted. To tear down everything never built. Everything contend against the counsel of God. Everything lifting itself above knowledge of God. You can throw it down. If you discover the power in the word, in that power, that the scriptures are spirit, spirit of might,
there
are army of angels, the mighty ones, to fulfill the word of God. And the angels, they are the mighty ones. They are there to fulfill the word of God. If you know behind scriptures, there is an army of angels. Friends, this revelation is very great. Now when you read scripture, you see them in the spirit of might. You see thousands of angels behind the scriptures.
We
speak in the Psalms 103, verse 20, as it says this. Psalms 103, verse 20.
Mwabazira abamanyi abatokereza ekigambo kye ngamuli eddoboozi ly'ekigambo kye.
Bless the Lord, you his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his words. Yes.
But
passing through the spirit of might,
yateka abazira abamanyi,
their angels, the mighty ones. And they are there to fulfill the word of God. Now imagine Revelations 5 verse 11. You're going to read it for me. But it shows 100 trillions of angels. Join on Revelations chapter 9, verse 16. Another 200 billion of angels. You divide them. Every book which makes up the Bible, and you give it angels. Even free every verse to give it an angel. Because we saw every book, if it's got an angels, who remembers how we counted? You will divide them out, you see. But they are there. The power in what behind it. When you read in the Bible, always know that you're reading God's highest thoughts. And you know that all the holy scriptures, they were passed through the spirit of might. Even though there are those which point direct to the spirit of might, but why they pass through the spirit of power? That they get the power to be fulfilled. And they put on them thousands of angels. They can be fulfilled. Because we in the world be not revealed of those. Because they hold seals on them. They
are
spoken in the power we too cannot measure. And you cannot be revealed of it. But to him who reveals us today, he reveals that the words, their spirit.
But
in the spirit of might is where they got the power.
And
they put upon them thousands of angels, the mighty ones.
Then
when they hear you say, because it's written, and they immediately move to God to fulfill that scripture. Praise Jesus much. But those who have understood them, last time too we understood them, where we studied God is heavenly government on the earth, in the 8th department of the Holy Spirit in his fullness. We studied much, but our second point, still through the spirit of might, we reveal the power God passed through to create heavens and earth, even to upholding them.
n'okuwaniramu n'okuddukanya ebiri mu
nsiyesu yeebazibwaobaolaba
nga mu Baebulaniya essula esooka olwokubiri agamba
Abaebulaniya
essula esooka n'olunyiriri olwokubiri mu nnaku zino ez'oluvannyuma yayogerera naffe mu mwana gwe yassaawo okuba omusika wa byonna era gwe yatonze ebintu byonna
has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. Verse 3.
Oyo bwali okumasamasa okw'ekitiibwa kye n'ekifaananyi kye ddala bw'ali, era bw'asitula ebintu byonna n'ekigambo eky'obuyinza bwe, bwe yamala okukola eky'okunaaza ebibi, n'atula ku mukono ogwa ddyo ogw'obukulu waggulu.
Who being the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
He said,
by the Son, he created all things.
But
all things and created them in the spirit of might. Still, he is holding them with the word of power. This planet is in the space. It's rotating there. And it remains there. The word he passed in the spirit of might. And it upheld planets in the space.
And
the earth is in the space rotating there. Even the whites, it failed on them.
And
they don't know how it happens.
Yet
to speak to it to be in the space there. He proved it passed through the spirit of might.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much. That is why he told us, Jeremiah 32,
18
and 19,
and
he speaks like this. Jeremiah 32, verse
18. Mukama oweje lyerinnya lye.
You show loving kindness unto thousands and recompense the iniquity of the fathers into the bosom of their children after them. The great, the mighty God, the Lord of hosts is his name.
Verse 19.
Omukulu
mu kuteesa era owamanyi mu kukola emirimu. Amaaso go gatunuulira amakubo gonna ag'abaana b'abantu. Okuwa buli muntu ng'amakubo ge bwe gali.
Great in counsel and mighty in work, for your eyes are open upon all the ways of the sons of men, to give everyone according to his ways and according to the fruits of his doings.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. He is mighty at work, still in the spirit of might.
This
is where he created heavens and earth.
It's
where he's upheld them. It's where he governs, runs them. Now, spirit of mighty is there in every place. Because you see, this planet is right in the space in the sky there. According to Job chapter
26,
verse 6 to 7, it rotates as we are within it, because the spirit of might. Let us read, we hear. Job chapter 26 in the verse 6.
Amagombe gali bwerere mu maaso ge, n'okuzikirira tekulina kyekwebikka.
Hell is naked before him, and destruction has no covering. Verse 7.
Abamba obukiiko obwakkono mu bbanga ejjereere.
He stretches out the north over the empty place and hangs the earth upon nothing. Yes. Heavens, he put it in the airspace. It's circular, just as you see here. Now the planets are in the airspace there. By the word of might, I have seen the earth to be there. To rotate even.
naye n'abagirimu tebalaba
bweyeetooloolaolw'ensonga
yalagira bamalayika abali ku nsonda
enyeezi angels on the four corners of the earth
bakuume empewo ng'eri wabweru w'ensi
to keep the wind while outside this earth
obutalaba bweyeetooloola
never to see how it rotates
eri wabweru waayo ebeera n'omuyaga nga mungi
outside it surrounded by a wild wind
mu kwetoola kwayo
its rotations
naye munda buli kimu yakikwata
inside it everything he held it
wamu bw'ati
he held it tight
ng'akozesa amaanyi gemuyita gravitational
forces using the power you call gravitation forces
agugookanyogejjinja
ndigakomyawo that you throw a stone up and it comes back down to fall
gakwata empewo ensi newankubadde nga yeetooloola
holds the wind though the earth is rotating
tosobola kukiraba
you cannot see it
wabula bw'oba oyagala okukigezaako
but if you want to try it
genda wali wabweru
you go outside
otandika okwetooloola
begin to rotate round randomly
omale oyimiire
after you stand
ojagira bwedduka emisi
you will see how the earth is running
kuba ojja kuba okompitinga ne
gravitationmukwetoloola is the gravitation force in rotating
ng'otandise okgoba ensi mu kwetoloola kwayo
began to chase the world in its rotations
ebyo byonna biriwo lwa mwoyo w'amaanyi
all those are there by the spirit of might
kyovuula bagwe ng'omuweereza wa katonda
that is why you are servant of god
olina okuba nga bino byonna atisiti obimanyi bulungi
able know all these at least
olyoke obikkulirwa amaanyi agatakoma agakatonda
omulamu
so mu pointi yaffe ey'okusatu
so in our third point
eraga nti okuyita mu mwoyo
w'amaanyi
katonda mwamanyikiddwa nga katonda w'amaanyi
agatakoma
era katonda ali
wonna
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Katonda mwamanyikiddwa nga katonda ali wonna
God is God who is known as God omnipotent or omnipresent
ayina amaanyi agatakoma ate nga ali wonna
unlimited power and he is everywhere
mu nsi zonna
he is in all nations
ali mu gulu yonna
he is in the entire heavens
ali waggulu w'eggulu yonna
he is above all the heavens
ali ne mbuta gwawo
he is even in the everlasting
lw'amaanyi
he is by might
kubanga era ebiseera ebisinga bwe tutunula wano
for many times when we look here
otunula ku bintu ebimu n'ogaa naye katonda mukulu
you look to some things and you confirm god is great
naye ng'olaba just maanyi agaabikoze
yet you've just looked at powers which have made it
kubanga mu kubikkulirwa essuula ey'ekumi n'omwenda
because in the revelations chapter 19
noonyola omukaaga
in the verse 6
ayogerwako nga katonda w'amaanyi agatakoma
he is spoken of the lord god omnipotent
era ye katonda ali wonna
and is god who is everywhere
naye ng'arabikira mwoyo omutukuvu
yet he appears through the holy spirit
okuyita mwoyo w'amaanyi
passing through the spirit of might
n'abuna wonna
and it spreads everywhere
arisome tuwulire
let's read we here
okubikkulirwa essuula ey'ekumi n'omwenda n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga
revelations chapter 19 verse 6
ne mpulira ng'eddoboozi ery'ekibiina ekinene era ng'eddoboozi ery'amazzi amangi era ng'eddoboozi ery'okubwatuka okw'amaanyi nga byogera nti aleluuya kubanga mukama katonda waffe nti kubanga mukama katonda waffe ow'amaanyi agatakoma afuga
and I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude and as the voice of many waters and as the voice of the mighty thunderings saying hallelujah for the lord god omnipotent reigns
yes yebazibwe
praise Jesus much
katondo w'amaanyi agatakoma
the lord of god omnipotent
afuga
he reigns
ebyo byonna birabikira mwoyo w'amaanyi
all those appear in the spirit of might
katonda mwalabikira nga katonda w'amaanyi agatakoma
where god appears to be god with unlimited power
era we bagambira mu mika essuula eno ey'okubiri
where they say in the Micah chapter 2
noonyola omusanvu
in the verse 7
ekiryogerwa nti omwoyo gwa mukama gufunze
that truly spoken spirit of god is restricted limited
wano tuba tuli mwoyo w'amaanyi
here we are in the spirit of might
agatakoma
which is unlimited power
arisome tuwulire
let us read we here
mika essuula ey'okubiri n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu
mika chapter 2 verse 7
kiryogerwa gwe ennyumba ya yakobo nti omwoyo gwa mukama gufunze bino bye bikolwa bye ebigambo byange tebiwoomera oyo atambula n'obugolokofu
o you that are named the house of jacob is the spirit of the lord restricted are these his doings do not my words do good to him that walks uprightly
yes yebazibwe
praise Jesus much
kiryogera nti omwoyo gwa mukama gufunze
be spoken the spirit of the lord is limited
atuvaga nti katonda w'amaanyi agatakoma
they said lord god omnipotent
And they
say spirit is not limited in power. He speaks through spirit of might. It's where he appears as God the Spirit. As in the John chapter 4. Verse 24. He says like this. John chapter 4 verse 24.
Katonda gwe moyo nabo abamusinza kibagwanira okumusinza nga mu moyo n'amazima.
God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in the spirit and truth. Yes,
mwalabikiranga moyo buli wamu,
where he appears and is spirit everywhere.
Ngawamanya agatakoma,
and is of unlimited power,
atenga arabika buli wamu,
and is omnipotent.
Nechigambwa mu Zaburi ya 139.
The Psalms 149.
Onyoro musamu.
Verse 7.
Paka orwe 10.
Up to 10.
Tunadukirawo kuveriyo moyo.
Where shall we run from his spirit?
Tugena muguru jari.
When we go in heavens is there.
Tugena munsi jari.
When we go in the earth he is there.
Wasi munsi jari.
Under the earth he is there. In hell he is there.
Nganayimoyo okwita moyo wa amani.
Yet passing through spirit of might.
Ya tulaga okwe Katondo wamanya agatakoma.
He's one who shows the Lord God omnipotent.
Iranga ali mbuli chifucho.
And is in the every place.
Yesu yebazibwenya.
Praise Jesus much.
Singo bonje twabiraba.
Most of those we saw them.
Nayinga tukomekereza.
But as we wind up.
Ebyo nabi bikura wansi we bibikurirwa era nebitukirizibwa.
Those are revealed and fulfilled.
Mukola kwe chibinja cha malaika echo kona.
In the working of the first group of angels. The group of angels Abaddon. The angels of the chains. Those who work on death and hell. Who have the fourth ball of the wrath of God. They are commanded by angel holding the fourth trumpet. On the seven angels having the seven trumpets of God. And they work together with the priest holding the fourth trumpet. So in Revelation chapter 9, verse 11, this is the angel leading the group of these angels to fulfill issues of might. All power where we see it come from, where we see it come close, what we see here, it is death. When we see death, it's still failed. We have failed to contend against it. And we say the one who has charge over it is powerful. And the rich say, can any one of you retain his spirit? Right there is the initial of death is powerful, and the gates rebellious spirits imprison them in hell, and we see power. But there is just showing us for his power is unlimited. Praise Jesus. Let's read Revelations. We say Revelation chapter
9,
verse
11.
And they had a king over them, who is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue he has the name Apollyon. Yes. They have a leader over them. Angel of the bottomless pit, which is known as hell, or the prison of God. His name is called Abaddon. He leads 200 billion of angels to demonstrate the power of God. Let us read. Revelation chapter 9, verse
16.
And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000, and I heard the number of them. Yes. They are 200 billions of the angels. They are divided into two groups.
abakola ku kufa,
those who work on death,
okolesa obuyinza bw'oyo alina amaanyi ku kufa,
to demonstrate authority of him who has power over death.
Manyi wano ku nsi ekiri atulemye
ekyekyo. You know, here on the earth, what has still failed us is that
ebirala byonna tubikoledde
missile, all the rest we've manufactured missile for them,
tubikube,
we strike them,
tubimale obuyinza,
we weaken them.
Nayo kufa baba,
but death.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much.
But
he put there an angel, just angel of death. For they pick you and they even bypass the missiles. All they have protected you with in the state house or the White House, and they pick you from there. And they take your spirit into the prison in hell. Read me Revelation 6, verse
7.
Revelations chapter 6, verse
7. Nempulira eddoboozi ly'ekiramu ekyokuna nga kyogera nti jangu olabe.
And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature say, come and see.
Olinnya olw'omunaana.
Verse 8.
Ne ndaba era laba embalasi eya kyenvu n'eyali atuddeko erinnya lye kufa ne magombe n'agenda naye ne baweebwa obuyinza ku kitundu ekyokuna eky'ensi okutta n'ekitala nti ne baweebwa obuyinza ku kitundu ekyokuna eky'ensi okutta n'ekitala n'enjala n'olumbe n'ensolo z'ensi.
And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on it was Death, and Hell followed with him, and power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with sword, and with anger, and with disease, and with the living creatures of the earth.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much.
So ba malaika bali mukubikulirwa mwenda 16.
Angels in Revelations 9:16.
Bali billion ya
200 billions.
Abatwalibwa malaika Abaddon
wanjike. Led by angel Abaddon of the chains.
Ye malaika manyikidwa nga magombe.
Is the angel who is known as hell. On those divided in Revelation 6, verse 7 and 8. And one is called Death. He has 100 billions of angels of death.
Then the one
they have called Hell or Abaddon, he too has 100 billions. They work within hell, the prison of God, in the bottomless pit.
And
there is where we sent to bind demons, the fallen angels, in the bottomless pit. Praise Jesus much. Also, those we read them in that group, when we studied God's heavenly government on the earth, in the eighth department of the Holy Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits of God. But that's what we've passed through in the brave. Thank you for coming, for listening, even believing, and putting in action, even to be ready to spread to the four corners of the earth,
because
our Lord Jesus is on the way coming.
We
shall come back, finish the remaining spirits as we unseal them, in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.